What's up, everybody? Episode 7. We are now 7 episodes in of the Junk Wax Pod with myself, Todd Kelch, and my co-host, Patrick Kelch. First, I'm going to give a shout out, of course, to myjunkwaxbox.com. That's where we get in the packs of cards to do our Junk Wax Pod. So, shout out to them. We've got 3 packs left in this box, the Bo Jackson box. Did you notice? Did you remember Bo Jackson being an angel?
Actually, I was going to point that out and ask you and tell you I didn't because I was looking at the graphic you had for this week and I had to zoom in on the picture to see whose face it was because I
Right.
didn't remember Bo Jackson being an angel.
I only remembered it once I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's kind of like when you see Patrick Ewing in the Magic jersey, you know, you're like, oh, I forgot about that. But yeah, and those Angels jerseys are so classic. Like the Angels in the outfield jersey is what they should be called.
I love the old school jerseys. Like I loved watching the Reds and Cubs and the Field of Dreams game just because of the jerseys.
Yeah, that was really cool. The talent on the field, not so cool.
Yeah, I know they named that a year in advance, but two of the worst teams in baseball playing in that game, it's just not a good idea.
It's not fun as a Reds fan. Like your team gets to play at the Field of Dreams. That's a huge deal for the baseball calendar, and the team that you put out there would struggle to win a 5-game series against the Louisville Bats.
And you know what? You may be true, and but the funny thing is, it only seats 6,000, and that's the positive behind it because they had
That's
no problem filling it up.
about the Reds crowd on a homestand in the middle of the week. All right, so first segment, of course, let's talk some junk. And I want to bring up the St. Augustine Festival's coming up. And
Ooh.
if you were in the business for some junk, check out some really good junk, by the way. Check out the St. Augustine silent auction. There's always some really good sports memorabilia. Tickets to Reds game not so valuable this year. That's unfortunate, but
But it's still a neat gift if you can go for free.
yeah. So, what were your favorite games at the St. Augustine Festival back in the day?
Well, that's a good question. I'm blaming the St. Augustine Festival for me getting started as a gambler because they didn't care how old you were, they'd let you gamble. I
That's
remember
right.
the wheel they'd spin, you put your quarter on a
Big
number.
six wheel.
666, I'd be cashing in 75 cents on that quarter, then I'd get
Yeah.
real, real big and put a dollar and lose it all back. But
Right.
I tell you that they didn't have it when I was younger. But the game that I got hooked on a couple of years ago that I really liked was that duck race.
Yeah, Ducky
That
Downs.
Ducky Downs. I don't think they really had that. And you got the plastic and the kind of whoever made that was genius. I think Steve Russell probably had something to do with it.
Connor Hennessy, also
Oh.
one of the, yeah.
And you
So,
just
yeah.
watch them race. It's kind of cool to watch.
Tell you
But
what your game was back in the day. Pick a stick. Pick a stick. So they would have, you know, a
I could
box
still
full.
tell you where the pick a stick game was located under the tent.
Right. So they would have a box of sand with popsicle sticks in them. Some would have no color, others would have, you know, red, yellow, blue. And back when I was a kid, man, they really went all out with the prizes. And I can remember winning Star Wars action figures over there in Pick a Stick. That was my favorite game.
I'll tell you one of my least favorite games because I felt like it didn't give you the best odds of winning was Bars and Bells.
Right.
I never won anything.
But you would rip those off all day, wouldn't you?
Just like at Bingo now with the pull tabs.
That's right. So after the St. Augustine Festival, usually in Augusta, KY, comes the Rotary's Augusta Heritage Days, which where you back in the day you would find Steve Martin there with his baseball cards. So shout out to Steve Martin. He was a bit, he was a really big figure in the junk wax era in this town.
And Steve, you know, just to sit down and talk to him about the sports and stuff while you looked at his cards. And, right. You know, yep. Steve's still a local pioneer and, you know, just what he does as a referee for the local kids and in the region.
Also,
and
he's also out there doing travel baseball. Like, Steve put some work in, man. Shout out to Steve Martin.
Yeah, I think you ought to reach out to him and get him on. I think, if nothing else, I'd love for him to tell you his Kobe Bryant story after Kobe tragically passed away and how he got rid of some of his cards and the amount of money he's able to sell those for, man. Because, you know, there for a while, people quit collecting cards because the value dropped so much. And now it seems like, you know, card collecting is, you know, back kind of on the rise again, which is good because I'd love for these kids to have the opportunity to collect some of these cards like we did when we were younger.
It's finally becoming that nostalgic thing that has taken off because of the internet, you know?
That's true.
So let's get into our cards. Of course, this is the last three packs of the Bo Jackson month, Bo Knows month.
So, man, it seems like this month went by fast.
The first two packs have Bo Jackson rookie cards in them, both valued at $150. We won't have a football pack this week, which I'm not totally upset about at all.
No, that just means we don't have to try to look at offensive linemen and punters because we've been a magnet for those positions.
Right. There is some a lot of comedy involved in the football that we've opened. So maybe we can find some comedy in these cards because 80s baseball, man, there were some good looking fellas back in the day, you know? So first one, 87 Fleer baseball.
I think they played in jeans, didn't they?
87 Fleer baseball. No gum in this Fleer pack, which I find pretty odd because it's 87.
Well, I just, you know, it's odd that we've been talking about this gum for several weeks, and I get on Twitter this week and I find a tweet about the gum and I sent it to you and it said, "Scientists now believe Topps gum will outlast all animal and plant life on the planet." And the only thing I could think about is you putting it, you know, biting into it and immediately needing a dentist. Then right. within 10 minutes, it disintegrated.
And my gut health was in turmoil as well. So you don't get any gum with this bag, but you do get a sticker.
Oh, Philadelphia. Look. Phillies logo. I love that color and that logo. That's John Kruk logo.
That's right. Pitcher, Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. Ken Dixon.
I can't tell you much about Ken.
No. He was 19 and 18 in the big leagues, fourth season.
Well, he'd be the Reds number one this year.
Shortstop, New York Yankees, Wayne Tolson.
Man, I'm 0-2.
Yeah. Wayne Tolson was a Yankee, and I have no idea who he was. Played for the Rangers before that. Pitcher, Kansas City Royals. Here's a name from the past, Brett Saberhagen.
I do remember Brett Saberhagen. I think he kind of looks like a high school custodian.
Yeah, that's a great for Brett Saberhagen, man.
Man's grinning from ear to ear.
Pitcher, New York Mets, Bob Ojeda.
I remember Bob Ojeda. Good call.
Here is an AL pitcher's nightmare. Superstar specials, man. Jose Canseco, Jim Rice, Kirby Puckett.
Man.
Good luck facing that trio.
Man, that's
look at a young Jose Canseco.
Yeah, look at the baby face.
Yeah. Second baseman, Montreal Expos, Al Newman.
Ooh, I do remember Al Newman.
And this will be my shameless begging of Major League Baseball to bring back the Montreal Expos. I don't know what you got to do. Maybe you move the Rays to Montreal because nobody seems to even care about baseball in Tampa.
And that kind of surprises me because Tampa Bay's won World Series, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But they're still a very small market and they're not getting much love. I would love for the Montreal Expos to come back.
Do what you got to do, Major League Baseball. Get the Montreal Expos back. Out.
I'll tag them in this podcast if MLB will listen to us.
Outfielder, Twinkies, Mickey Hatcher.
Mo Mickey. Yep.
Pitcher, Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales.
Oh, I have heard of Scott Bales, unfortunately.
Shortstop for the Expos, Hubie Brooks.
QB, yep.
I love Hubie.
I remember QB.
Here we go with some prospects that I guess never really panned out.
That doesn't sound good.
Texas Rangers, Jerry Brown. Texas Rangers, Mike Stanley. I've heard the name, maybe, but pretty common name, maybe.
Yeah, they were
Maybe
just
Mike
that
Stanley's some.
prospects.
Maybe Mike Stanley's in someone I know personally. I don't know.
Oh,
Pitcher, Padres, Ed Whitson. This is a
hey,
terrible pack.
Ed
Wait
Whitson's
till you
a
see the next guy's name.
hey, he's a happy man. Look at him.
Yeah. Man, off them greenies.
Hey, you can see through his black. What's his undershirt say? It looks to me like
It's yeah. I don't know. I can't make it out, but
sign he probably didn't play much.
I have no idea. I'm gonna butcher this guy's last name, but third base, Dale Sveum.
Sveum, that's right. Dale Sveum. Yeah, I've heard of Dale Sveum. That's right.
I know that. You have
Yeah.
not heard of Dale
Yeah,
Sveum.
yes, I have too. Sveum. I remember him. Can't tell you much about him, but I've heard the name and you pronounced it correctly.
I tried.
Shout out to Todd's Hooked on Phonics teacher. Nice job.
I'm sure it was a sister of Notre Dame, whoever. Second baseman, Blue Jays, Damaso Garcia. No,
No,
not
but I like those
familiar. I'm not
uniforms,
familiar
man.
either.
Look at those uniforms.
I know. Love
Those are nice.
the powder blue, the baby blue.
I had a Danny Ainge baseball card in the powder blues. I think it was an 82 tops.
Outfielder for the Dodgers, Mike Marshall. And come on, Clear. This is terrible.
This is hot garbage.
Outfielder, Mariners, Mickey Brantley. No idea. No clue. Pitcher, Metropolitans, Richard Anderson.
Jeez. I
I
mean,
know.
is this a minor league pack?
And the last guy, Royals, a name that
You
keeps coming up on this pod, Scott Bankhead.
we've seen him in another uniform, maybe a Mariner uniform, I believe.
Yeah.
I at least heard of Scott Bankhead, but my
This
gosh.
was a
Come
young
on,
Scott
junk.
Bankhead.
Come on, junk wax box.
87 would have been first full year in the bigs for Mr. Scott Bankhead. That's terrible.
Hey, did you tell our listeners how Junk Wax Box has been watching?
Oh yeah. I said that last week, but
Oh.
I'll say it again. Kyle from junkwaxbox.com. My junkwaxbox.com, sorry. It says that they've been watching the show. They love it. They said the gum, they love that I eat the gum, which contradicts their disclaimer on the side of the box, but no damage yet has been done.
The good thing about it, it's never going to pull any fillings out.
That's right.
I'm
And it might scratch my esophagus, though.
gonna scratch your esophagus or break your tooth, but it ain't going to pull any fillings out.
Man, last one was rough. All right. 87 Don Russ baseball. I like Don Russ, but it was notorious for being hot garbage back in the day.
Well, everything was tops, but It's got a puzzle in it, man.
Yeah.
I remember the days of the puzzle.
I remember the Carl Yastrzemski puzzle. I don't know what this one's Roberto Clemente.
Ooh. Shout out to Roberto Clemente. That's Robin Kelch's favorite baseball player of all time.
These are cool. This is a cool design. We probably won't get many guys that we know, but.
Well, it can't be worse than the last pack, so.
Shortstop for the Braves, Rafael Ramirez.
I've heard of Rafael. They hit the powder blues. Uh-oh.
I'm going to do this in a baseball announcing voice. I think,
good idea.
I think I have one.
All right.
New York Metropolitans, Gary Carter, catcher, Carter.
Well done.
He's a good player.
He was number 8 on the field, but number 1 in your hearts.
I think it was a 30 for 30 about the 87 Mets.
Is that Bill Buckner?
Yeah, I think so. And Strawberry and Doc Gooden, Keith Hernandez. Legendary team, dude. And the things
I think Ray Knight may have played third base.
Ray Knight was on that team. And the things they did away from the game is what makes that Mets team legendary.
Strawberry, I don't think Daryl Strawberry can still carry on a conversation.
Man.
But Chicago, man, back in the day, Strawberry and Eric Davis, man, I love those two.
I know. You know, we were all sad to see Eric Davis go, but it was fun to watch him and Strawberry in the Dodgers lineup together there for a little bit.
Yeah, it was.
Chicago White Sox pitcher, Joe Crowley. Crowley.
I think it's Cowley. I don't even see an R in.
I'm sorry. I will no longer use the baseball announcing voice.
Well, I can tell you that the shout-out I gave to your Hooked on Phonics teacher for Dale Sfim
has just been revoked.
Just been replaced.
First baseman, Detroit Tigers, Dave Bergman.
I've heard of Dave Bergman, but that's hot garbage. What was his career average?
All right, let's see.
At that time?
247.
Yeah, he'd be a
dinger in 5 seasons. Second baseman for the Phils, Juan Samuel. Okay.
But look, man, I loved all the powder blues. The Royals had them.
Yeah.
The Phillies had them. The Braves had them.
Yeah, that was a cool thing back in the day. And
it was.
That should have never gone away.
I love it.
Oh, here's another Metropolitan that was good. Third baseman, Howard Johnson, Hojo.
Hojo. I when I was younger, I used to think the Howard Johnson chain of hotels was named after him.
I agree. I did too. My mom and dad would take us to Myrtle Beach every dang summer for like 13 summers straight. And I remember seeing Howard Johnson hotels, and I did. I thought Hojo at least had some stake in that.
Right. And maybe he did, but.
Pitcher, Mariners, Bill Swift. I remember the card. I don't remember it.
He looks 14.
Pitcher, White Sox, Rich Dotson. I mean, I don't know.
I kind of like just the socks on the hat. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I do.
It looks like a trucker's hat, though.
Especially with Rich Dotson in it.
Well, he probably drove an 18-wheeler cross country.
Yeah.
Poor Rich.
Pitcher, Detroit Tigers, Eric King.
Well, I've heard of him, but
this is bad, dude.
I want to give me an all-star. Come on.
That's a pretty good player. Cubs shortstop Sean Dunston.
Yeah. He was. Good Show shortstop. On. Look at him. Real good shortstop. He had one of the highly sought after cards back in the day, and it was the Olympic, the USA card of Sean Dunston.
Here's the Diamond King for this pack. It's Tigers pitcher Jack Morris.
I remember the Diamond Kings. I loved them.
And Jack Morris was a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he was.
He 21-8 in 86, second in the AL.
I say that qualifies for as a Diamond King.
True pitching Diamond King, who was first crowned in 1983. Outfielder, Orioles, Lee Lacy. Double L. He's also happy to be a major leaguer, I'm sure. Wow. Look at his actual first name.
Leandais, sir.
Yeah. Huh. Leandau. Leandais. I don't know.
I'm glad you showed me that, because I expect that to be maybe the million-dollar question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And if you can't remember, just call me.
Phone a friend. That's right.
Pitcher, Pirates, Bob Walk.
Bob now Walk.
You want to know the greatest Pirates cap ever?
You're looking at it.
That is it.
I love that. It almost kind of looked like a painter's cap or something. It's kind of like real right. stiff. But I love the design of it, too.
Yeah. Pitcher, Mariners, and also my neighbor here on 4th Street, Mike Moore.
Oh, Mike Moore, business owner in Augusta? Moore for your neighbor? A radon specialist?
Yeah. There he is, Wolves. I didn't. You wondered. There he is.
Wait, keep that card out, and the next time you see him, will you ask him to autograph it?
I will. And Cardinals pitcher, Danny Cox.
Is that the last card in that pack?
That's the last card in that pack. Another pack of hot garbage. All right. This is it. The last pack of – I think this is the July box, actually. So, last pack of the July box, Bo Knows month. Tops. 93-94 NBA basketball. Series one.
Basketball's done us pretty good, but so I expect it to be better than those two packs we just had.
Can't be any worse. All right. Oh, these are stuck together.
Probably from the powder of the gum.
There's no gum in here, but I gotta peel these apart. All right, I think I got it. All right. First card, Sun Center, Tim Kempton, sitting on the bench, probably where he belonged.
Who?
Tim Kempton.
I didn't think you could give me a 91-92 basketball player that I wouldn't know.
I bet just, and, you know, this might get us into trouble, but judging by his looks, you can probably tell where Tim Kempton went to college.
He went to BYU.
Close. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
The Catholic. That'd been my BYU. Second. The Catholic version of BYU. Here we got a Topps All-Star, the mailman, Carl Malone.
Look who's gardening. The Rain Man.
The Rain Man against the mailman.
I'm going with the mailman. He always delivers.
Another Topps All-Star, first team, Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing's a mainstay on the Junk Wax Pod. I think that's like the third one. He was second in defensive rebounds per game, sixth in points, 24.2, seventh in rebounds at 12.1, 19th free throws made per game.
You know what would be interesting to know?
What's that?
You know how you said 24 points a game, he was sixth? Wonder where 24 points per game gets you now. It'd be way down the line.
Not even a max contract, probably.
Well, true.
Guard, Bucks, Todd Day.
Ooh, Arkansas. Todd Day and Lee Mayberry.
That's correct.
With Corliss Williamson.
Here's a Topps all rookie. First team in 92-93, Latrell Sprewell.
Alabama. Bucket. Roll Tide Roll.
He was a bucket.
Yes, he was. He'd also choke his coach if he didn't like him.
That's right. That's what he'll always be remembered for.
Right.
Here's another all-star, Sir Charles.
Oh,
And
the round.
you know what
That's
he did
all.
in 92, 93.
Well, I can tell you this, the last four or five players you've called out have been SEC guys.
That's right. Well, yeah, we
No
had
wonder they're all
Arkansas,
stars.
Alabama, and Auburn.
Yeah, this is an Alabama pack.
And then Tim Kempton. I don't know this guy. This is shocking. But guard Supersonics, Gerald Patio?
Oh, yeah.
Gerald
Gerald.
Patio?
Yeah, I've heard Gerald Patio.
Okay, where did he go to college?
I don't know that, but I've heard his name.
He went to UNLV. Here's something interesting about Gerald Patio. In 88, 89, he played in the CBA. In 89, 90, he played in Europe. 91, he played for the Cavs. 92, back to the CBA. And 93, Supersonics. Well-traveled individual. I call that a true hooper.
Did he score? Does it say what he scored?
Let's see. In 93, he was just 3.9 points per game.
I didn't know if it had his UNLV de numbers.
Doesn't. He was drafted by the Celtics in 88. Pistons got center, Olden Polonies.
Oh, yeah.
Olden Polonies, college.
Clemson.
No, you want to try again?
Rutgers, Stanford.
Virginia.
No, tag on. I was close with Clemson. Right conference.
Guard slash forward. I think they called this man the wizard, Walt Williams.
Think
And he
you're
could
right.
shoot it. Do you any idea what college Walt Williams, the wizard, went to?
No.
Maryland Terrapins. This would have been, he'd be going into his second year. 92, 93 rookie season, 17 points per game.
What year was Maryland really good with Stevie Franchise? Was that in the mid late
I think
90s?
that was 96, right?
Okay.
That was the golden year. Marbury, Iverson, Steve Francis, the Cats, Marcus Camby, Syracuse. That was a classic season. Okay, so you're never going to believe this next card. Center, Phoenix Suns, Tim
No,
Kempton.
we did not get the same card twice.
We did. And
Put up.
that same card was Tim Kempton. I'm seeing double PK.
Junk wax box, Kyle. Come on now.
That's ridiculous. Forward, New York Knickerbockers, Charles Smith.
Yeah, I remember he played for the
He's been
Knicks,
on
but I
the
can't.
pod before.
Is he North Carolina?
And he's not North Carolina.
North Carolina State?
Not North Carolina State. And he's not North Carolina A&T either.
Well, what about the Briar Jumpers?
Now, he's a Pitt Panther.
I feel like I should have known that.
And our last card, forward for the Milwaukee Bucks, Orlando Woolridge.
Orlando Woods, I think, won a slam dunk contest at
He
one
played
time.
for a long time.
That's the last card.
That's the last card. Are you disappointed?
How many were in that pack?
Well, there were two Tim Kemptons.
That's what I was
So
going to say. What percentage of that pack was Tim Kempton?
two of 12, one of six.
One of six. You got to be kidding me.
They should have that on the pack as a disclaimer. A Tim Kempton card every card. All right.
I will look to tag Tim Kempton on Twitter when I retweet this pod. Is it, tell me how you spell his name. K-E-M-P-T-O-N.
He's like Sean Kemp, but with a ton. So, Orlando Woolridge College.
I should know this, but I don't.
Notre Dame.
He was. Was he a teammate with Tim Kempton?
I don't think so. No. No, no chance. Orlando Woolridge was drafted in 81 for the Bulls.
I was going to say, I think I remember Woolridge with the Bulls more than I do the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. In the early days of the Michael Jordan years, he had Woolridge as a running mate. Sixth pick overall in 81. But I'm just seeing double.
He looks like he's a center on a football team or something. I'm not getting any basketball vibes.
I'm getting bench warmer vibes.
Dude.
He played in Italy.
Dude, hold on. Years. Dude, if this is the same one, he is a color analyst. Hold on, let me figure out my camera.
Yeah.
He's a color analyst for the Suns.
Let's go, Tim Kempton.
That's got to be him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Of course it does.
Yeah, because the other Tim Kempton is from Lehigh.
Good for Tim Kempton. Shout out to him, color analyst for the Phoenix Suns. He'll be getting his name as the episode title.
And I will tag him on Twitter. We will get his... I will see if he'll come on and talk to us about his illustrious pro playing career.
In both Italy and the NBA. And Notre Dame.
Man's well traveled.
He is well traveled. Not as well traveled as Patio. Gerald Patio, certified hooper. He's been around. All right. So that does it for episode 7. Like always. Want to give one final shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. The bow nose box, it didn't do us that well, but we did have fun doing it. And looking forward to on the 25th getting that notification that the next box is coming. I'm not sure what the next box theme is, but can't wait. Next week, we'll be doing, of course, our draft of NBA guys. There's some pretty good ones in here for our monthly draft. I'm sure Tim Kempton won't get drafted.
Unless you take him, because I won't.
I can't see that I'll be taking either Tim Kempton in my draft. But check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Shout out to our listeners. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching on YouTube. That seems to be the best medium to find the Junk Wax Pod. Although we do have listeners on Apple and Spotify. Check us out next week. We'll be having some more fun. Maybe play a little What Does This Guy Look Like He Does for a Living? That seems to be a fan favorite. Thanks for
listening. Hey, speaking of that game, I mean, I've had a couple people argue with me on they felt like what they thought so-and-so did for a living was better than my pick. I'm like, nobody knows what he does for a living, so your pick can't be better than mine. So, yeah, it definitely sparks good conversation.
Right. Thanks again for listening. Check us out next week, guys.